I'd love to just quickly welcome everyone to Exploring the CCL Community website. A little bit of background about myself. So again, we're asking, how familiar are you? Are you with the website? And what do you want to learn about today for a quick 20-minute overview? I'm CCL's Education and Engagement Director, and I've been volunteering with the organization since 2011. It was really fun to see that video right before the actual start of the conference, seeing all of the years and all of those that have helped make our momentum and progress to this point possible. So fill out those last two if you can. And again, for the next 15 minutes, my goal is going to be exploring some of the tools and support resources available in CCL Community, helping highlight how you can discover avenues in this wonderful website to support your own local engagement, as well as interact with crowds and communities throughout the larger world, really. And then we'll also jump into your questions and brainstorm how you can best use community. I'll save 5 minutes for Q&A here. All right, so let's look at the poll here. I'm just gonna share it with everyone so that you can see the results. Looks like we've got some that are very familiar and some that basically are just finding about it for the first time, but most of us have visited a few times or feel like they're somewhat conversant. And most people are asking for a review of getting started as well as training and resources. So I think what I'll specifically do is start on those two, and then we'll go to some of the review of the new features, and from there go to your questions. So getting started, what I'd love to just highlight on that front is familiarizing yourself with the dashboard. You can see here that I have highlighted where I'm at right now, and you're more than welcome to click along with me and go in parallel screen if you go to CCL Community's dashboard. The basic premise of the dashboard is to keep you informed on one single page with the most up-to-date resources, news, and tools so that you can be the most effective and plugged-in CCL volunteer. So you can see that's fulfilled by having all of the left-hand column provide links to the most important resource training and tools, as well as if you scroll a little bit below, events. And the two-thirds on the right column is basically an ongoing, updated, weekly curated list of what we think are the most important actions, trainings, and events that you can attend. So feel free to click around there if you haven't checked it out on your own time. The dashboard, as well as some of what I'm just about to show you, are even available if you haven't logged in. But to really clarify some people's common question about what is or isn't available on CCL Community to those that don't have their login or having a hard time passing logging in, getting their password. Basically, any of the public main web pages, the training, the resources, and our tools are available. But if you want to get into our forums, our events, or your group activity, you're going to need to make sure to log in, which you can see in the upper right by having your name all of a sudden replace that little blue login prompt. So let's just say real quick, you have any questions about getting help or logging in, you can see the top white main nav bar here. It follows with you no matter where you might go on any page. Just click on this little help word and it walks you through the five most basic ways that you can find out and troubleshoot what you might be looking for, including logging in, if you forgot your password, if you need to have that resent. We also have a support ticket system with cclusa.org/help for our volunteers. So you're more than welcome to use that if you need technical assistance. We have a wonderful host of FAQs. We have a Ask Us Anything forums where you can ask any CCL staff you might be curious about any question, or search in those forums for anything that's already been asked if you're looking for answers. And a great thing that I'll highlight here today is a tour feature. And then lastly, we also have a step-by-step training where our wonderful Education and Resilience Coordinator, Tamara Staten, highlights how you can explore CCL Community step-by-step. But let me just click on this Take a Tour button, and you'll see if anyone remembers back in the day where Microsoft Word had Clippy, the paperclip icon. Each of these tours has your own personalized walkthrough guide of these different sections in CCL Community. So if you might want to know just a little bit more about the dashboard beyond what I shared, you can click on the dashboard tour. If you want to know more about how to update your profile, let's click on this tour and see where it takes us. So I clicked on that button, and basically it goes step by step through what you can expect in filling out your profile for this particular tour. So it says a little bit about your profile, where you can update, where you can edit, You click next, and it really walks you through each of these sections in a self-guided way. You can take the tour as many times as you want, and then when you're done, you can click end tour to be done with it. So that's a great feature that people may not be aware of, or especially if you're a group leader or somebody that's helping onboard other new CCL volunteers, feel free to take advantage of. And again, that's available in this little help link. The other thing that people often are curious about when they say, hey, I'd like help just getting the basics or navigation style, is leveraging the power of search. So basically on any page, you can also see in this top main nav bar, the search field. And let's just say that I was really curious. I wanted to know about the co-sponsors on the Energy Innovation Act. So I'm just gonna type in co-sponsors. One quick pro tip is for you to be maximal in your search, use fewer keywords actually. The more you put in, the more pages that's gonna pull in. So think about the most important keyword and start there, and you can build out and add others after that. But right from there, you can see the results will populate. And you can basically click on any of these results. If you need additional search filters to find what you're looking for, because even with this one word, it populated 650 different results, you can say, you know, I'm just looking for resources on this left-hand filter results by, or I just want to look at the most new resources or the most relevant. And that's a filter that we can somewhat customize. So most relevant is the default setup. But from there, you're easily able to see that, look at this, my top result is looking at Energy Innovation Act sponsors. So I'm gonna click on that and it will take me to this resource page. This is a perfect segue to talking about the second most requested area to explore, and that is resources and training. So just as a reminder, we basically have two categories that we have defined as really important key ways for you to get trained up or be provided with resources in your volunteer work. Trainings, if you want to see the categorization of how we're talking about this, are available in this top drop-down menu under resources and training. I can click on all training topics and find those. And resources are available here under all resources. And what we consider training topics to be are basically, they're in a variety of formats. You can see them in read, watch, or listen. And they're grouped on a similar topic that help you really explore a specific skill-based learning or discovery process. So if I'm most interested, let's just say in budget reconciliation, I could click on this training topic and it walks me through all of what we are suggesting are really important related trainings in this main column here, and then support resources like outside action campaigns or our November actions for this month or blog posts, you name it, here on the right-hand column. And if you're looking for resources, you can again go to this resources and training dropdown and then click all resources. And from there, you'll see resources are basically what we say are anything that you can print, refer to, or share for your next activity. So at this point, you want to make sure that at this point, you're able to highlight resources by categories as well. And we've got them by budget reconciliation, Energy Innovation Act, all of these different categories are available for you to explore on your own. If I just really want to find out, for example, how to write a letter to the editor, I can scroll down to the media relations resource category. And look at this, there's some great templates or topic suggestions for that letter to the editor. So I'll click on that and it'll walk me through. I can either see that as a printout or as a Google Doc. So that's the basics that I wanted to explore. And then I'll get to Q&A just a little bit. I did want to promo a couple of great new features that we have for even the community veterans out there that may not have seen these yet. There's two of them that I'm going to highlight today. And one of them is just a reminder that we have what's called a badge glossary. So if you go and click on your little smiley face photo, a reminder to upload your photo if you can, and then we'll basically click on view my profile. You can see on your profile page or on anyone's profile page, if you want to look up and see this for anyone else that your friends are connected to, there's a section that basically displays your badges. And badges are a way that we can help gamify our actions and our learning for each of the key areas of advocacy that CCL is focused on. And I'll show you in just a little bit this link that'll directly go to how you can find out about your badges as well as what might be available for that next one. All right, so I'm just gonna refresh the screen here. And while I do that, just a reminder as well that if you ever do have this little 504 gateway timeout, you're more than welcome to just refresh the screen. Chances are that a lot of people are using the website right at that moment. So just feel free to refresh and you'll be able to load it. And so here I am on my badge or on my profile page. This badge section here shows, you know, what I've been up to recently. On the top are different roles, especially if I'm in different leadership areas. And then below that, you know, you can see badges for meeting with Congress or having your chapter meetings or giving outreach presentations. And if you hover over any of them, it'll give you a little bit of a congratulatory text, as well as an indication of, hey, to reach the next level, make sure to achieve this many accomplishments. If you're curious about where or what are those next steps or the ultimate kind of gold star level for each of these areas of accomplishment, you can click on that badge glossary link, or you can just search for badge glossary here in the search bar and scroll down here and you'll see the 11 different accomplishments that we track. And all of them are listed here on the gold level. Know that there's many badges along the way. So you start with your greenhorns and you work all the way up through the CCL olive, blue, bronze, silver, and gold. So that's a great way for you as a group leader or somebody also that might be curious about who else is active in your chapter to be able to look to their profile page, go to that My Badges section, and really affirm or uplift their work too. And it's also a way that we send out emails that are automated whenever somebody takes their first action across any of these categories. We let them know, hey, we've noticed, we really appreciate your activity, and here's what you can do to continue to stay engaged. Now, the last thing I'll share before taking a couple of quick questions is just highlighting that one of those most recent badges that we've added has to do with the fact that we can now track training. So you can indicate it, whether you've taken any of our training, whether it's live on a webinar form. For example, if you attended both of the most recent CCUs that Danny gave for lobby training, or any of our training pages that we've talked about. So here's the little CCL Community Trainings badge with your little graduation hat. You can attend 30 and get your gold badge. Good work. And I know that many of you will join me soon. I'll show you really quick how you can actually track this in the Action Tracker. If anyone isn't familiar, the Action Tracker is one of those areas that you do want to make sure to log in to be able to fully access. And if you click that link that I just put in the chat and then click log in action, it will prompt you which of the five levers is this type of action. And again, as a reminder, our five levers are lobbying Congress, media relations, grassroots outreach, grass tops outreach, and chapter or group development and volunteer development now too in the individual level. So I'm going to click on that fifth lever, chapter and volunteer development, and then click next. And then this option here shows up that says training. So I'm going to click that. It says a little reminder. For example, if you already did so at the bottom of any individual page, you don't have to do it again here in the Action Tracker. I'll show you how to do that again in a little bit. And if you've attended the info session or our climate advocate training, we do that automatically. So you don't have to log that if you've done that live. But then from below there, you can see name your training and you can see the whole host of new volunteer trainings available, and all the way down, we have 150 plus trainings available. And let's just say you wanted to limit it to media, you couldn't quite remember the word, or you remember that you attended that primary ask training. What is it? Well, boom, right there. I just typed in primary and you'll be able to highlight that and then say, I think it was last Thursday, and then click OK. And you can even add other volunteers if you'd like. And as soon as you're done across chapter or in your own group, you can click submit. And you get this smiley little star bouncing at the bottom, celebrating your great work. So that is a quick review of what I wanted to highlight. And I know that we have just a little bit of time for questions. So at this point, I'm just going to take 3 minutes for Q&A, if that still sounds good to folks. And then we'll be able to transition back to our next breakout. All right, so Joanne asks, community works great on a laptop, but the mobile version is clunkier and harder to navigate. Is that true? We definitely are working and constantly really trying to streamline both the online as well as the mobile experience. So know that that is a top priority of us. And our amazing IT director, Ricky Bradley, often spends a lot of time thinking about how each page can be laid out on both. So we definitely are continuing to look to refine that. If you have feedback, you're more than welcome to put that in our feature request form too. And just as a reminder of how you can go to get there, here under Connect is a link to our forums. I know we didn't have time to fully explore them, but I'm just going to click site-wide forums. And then from there, there's a bug and feature request link. You can clearly just click on that And then from there, you'll be able to see if it loads, a quick way for you to type in a feature request. So that's a great question. All right, so where are previous CCL university sessions found? Chrissy, that's a great question. Let me just make sure to highlight where we can get to this feature request. If you click here on feature request, we'll be able to show that, and then you just add a topic here. You can also see what other people have requested and then upvote them. And we prioritize them, especially based on how many people are asking for this. So it's a great way for you to highlight what you might want to see. All right, so this is a quick reminder of where you can find trainings. And I think this will be the last question I take before we go back to putting on a little reminder for a second breakout. And that is, if you go to the top training and resource dropdown menu, click all trainings, you can see that on this training topics page, there's a top block that says recent training. Check out what we've done recently. So you click that, it auto scrolls you down, and here is a list that is indexed chronologically inverse. So the most recent trainings we've held are the ones at the top. And then you can click on and you can say, oh, okay, I think maybe it was this one or this one. Each of these is available as a link. So if you're specifically looking for that first lobby training for November, boom, you found it. You can go backwards and then click on that and it will load as an individual page where you can see the video. This is under the events page, but you can also see under these events, oftentimes they'll provide you with a training page as well. So I'm going to click on that link to the training. Here's what a training page format looks like where you can read, watch, and listen. And let's just say you want to watch it again. You can click on that and then log your training at the very bottom. So it does that and you should have a full circle of what we've reviewed today. Sounds great and have a wonderful second breakout, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.